We've discussed the challenges there facing ministers in dealing with legal immigration, but we know there's a much wider migration crisis in Europe at the moment. It's been all over the news. Surge in numbers of migrants reaching Europe's borders in recent months, with many desperate for food and shelter. And we're now hearing that smartphones are becoming essential to their daily lives. In Syria, for example, the International Committee of the Red Cross now uses Facebook pages to map clean drinking water points and warn refugees of where mortar rounds are falling. Professor Alexander Betts is director of the Refugee Studies Centre and joins us now. We've heard some accounts, Alexander, of the UN handing out SIM cards. We're more used to them handing out food parcels and blankets. Explain this change.
I think the public image of refugees at the moment is either of people who are coming to Europe in large numbers or who sit passively in refugee camps in the Middle East or Africa, when actually refugees are often empowered. They often use technology. They often innovate to address their daily challenges. And as part of that, we see in refugee camps around the world, in people who embark on journeys, the use of the internet, the use of mobile phones, including smartphones, in order to navigate their daily challenges. And more international organisations, from the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, to the Coordinator of Humanitarian Affairs, to UNICEF, the Child Protection Agency, are starting to recognise the potential of technology to transform how we deliver humanitarian assistance and indeed empower refugees to help themselves.
So how do the refugees stay connected online, for example? How do they keep a signal? How do they keep the phones charged? Just really basic things.
Yeah, I mean, we've done a study in Uganda where we've looked at the economic lives of refugees in a country where they have the right to work and freedom of movement. And we've found that in refugee camps that we've looked at, 71% of refugees have mobile phones, 11% have access to the internet, and in the urban areas, 96% have phones, 51% access to the internet. And electricity is easier to get than you'd think. Even if they're not on the grid, they've also got access to generators. And in one refugee camp, the Nakivale camp in Uganda, the mobile company Orange has actually set up a mobile phone mast, is selling handsets and SIM cards, and refugees are using these technologies to stay in touch with people, to engage in money transfer, to develop businesses, get access to market information, to buy and sell. So it's really empowering refugees to be part of the global economy in many cases.
Of course, whilst we hear that the Red Cross uses Facebook to alert people to mortar fall, there are also people traffickers using Facebook pages. I saw one today offering a discount if your child was under five.
Yeah, I mean, technology is available to all, and it can be used for positive ends or negative ends. And I think what people don't necessarily understand about the smugglers, many of them are not massive organised crime networks. Some of them are small individuals trying to, in some cases, enable vulnerable populations to travel across borders, in some cases preying upon their vulnerability. And they use these technologies, like Facebook, as we all do, often not just for social life, but for business opportunities in the formal sector or the illicit and sometimes more nefarious areas of the economy.
So what we're witnessing is the changing face of the 21st century refugee. Is it keep your blanket, give me a SIM card?
Absolutely. Humanitarianism is transforming. It's no longer about delivering water, food, clothing and shelter to refugee camps around the world. It's often about enabling people to help themselves, to be integrated in the global economy, to get access to things like basic infrastructure, including connectivity. And these are things that are changing the humanitarian world. We see more and more, for instance, cash transfer as a means to empower people. So they have choices about how they spend money, how they access services, rather than being forced just to take humanitarian assistance from faceless international organisations.
It's very interesting. Thank you for talking to us about it. Professor Alexander Betts, Director of the Refugee Studies Centre, of the changing face of the 21st century refugee.